Thanks, Kazi. 6:22 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio. We are live and local tonight and joined in the studio by a special guest. Tree City is the artist who has just put out an album called Good Job. Fantastic album. Definitely worth checking out. Got a couple of shows coming up next month in Raleigh and Durham. They're going to be worth checking out as well. TreeCity.com is the website. That's tree with three E's, which I guarantee you we'll get to the bottom of in just a minute. Patrick Phelps McKee is the artist behind Tree City, and he's here in the studio with us tonight. Thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The album is fantastic. I love it.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I was able to listen to it for the first time. I think really just, it's only been out for, a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it came out on 11/11, so yeah. almost two weeks ago.
So very, very brand new, and I had a chance to listen to it for the first time a few days ago, and it's just spectacular from start to finish. So
really,
thank you very much.
That.
Yeah. Let's hear a song off of it. Without further ado, what are we going to hear first?
Let's listen to one of my favorite tracks from the album. It's called Moon Bounce.
This is my favorite track off of the album too.
Nice.
I'm glad that you mentioned great minds think alike and so do we. So I was listening to the album the first time through and this song jumped out at me and I wasn't sure, and then you said let's play this song and I had a chance to go back and listen to it a second time. It's like, yeah, this is my favorite for sure. This is Tree City with Moon Bounce off the album Good Job on 97.9 The Hill. That's Moon Bounce by Tree City off of the brand new album Good Job that came out earlier this month. Much more from Tree City, who's here in the studio with us tonight, and a couple more songs off of the album when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Time is 6:29. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios, joined this hour by Tree City. That is the project of Patrick Phelps McEwen. The new album, the debut album, is called Good Job. It's out now. TreeCity.com is the website. Tree with three E's. A couple of upcoming shows in December that we'll talk about. Again, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure.
So before I want to get into the album, but before we do, let's talk about that first song, Moon Bounce, which both of us love. What speaks to you about that song? Because it's just so deceptively simple, like, and there's just something about it that I can't put my finger on that's just really, really, like, it jumps out.
That's kind of a through line for the album, honestly,
yeah.
Is that a lot of it was me trying to find kind of the simplest possible groove, like the fewest amount of pieces to make something danceable. And so you'll notice a lot of tracks on the album have kind of that big, I think of it as kind of like a Parliament funkadelic bass sound, and a lot of kind of live drum sounds. I sort of wanted it to sound like maybe like this could have been a disco record from the 70s that you found at a yard sale or something, but
yeah,
with a little bit, you know, more kind of contemporary feel to it.
Mm, nice. So tell us about the album. It's called Good Job. I know Tree City is a solo project when you're on stage. How much of the album was just you and only you, and how much of it was other people coming in?
So this this project is kind of unique in that I think this is the most other people I've ever had on a release. When I put out my first EP in 2018, also on Roundhouse, the same label,
yep.
I had one collaborative track with Ace Henderson, and that was kind of my favorite track on that EP. And so when I was putting together this body of work, there were a few collaborations that were already in the works that kind of seemed like good fits for this project, and I think we're going to play one of those a little bit later.
Coming up in just a minute, yeah.
But yeah, I kind of wanted a balance of me just sort of doing my own thing and my own vision, which is always where I've been the most comfortable creating musically, and then trying to step outside of that and, you know, having some kind of back and forth with these artists who, you know, some of them I've known for 20 years. So kind of letting those relationships come out in the music was felt really cool.
What sparked the title?
Yeah, the title is a funny story. I originally had a completely different title in mind. I think I started putting this together around 2019, and then some of the tracks from it ended up on a different EP that kind of had more of a techno feel. But, you know, I keep this big note in my notes app on my phone that's just anytime I have a random thought that I think would be a good song name, I'll just put it in there. And, you know, I was really undecided about the title. I kept throwing out all these ideas and just like adding to the list. And then it kind of came to me just as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say one half joke and one half like life hack. because especially getting to the end of the process, you know, there's so many phases in making and releasing a record, and not all of them are like fun.
Right.
So, and I think
the least fun parts happen at the end when you're just like putting the final finishing touches on and like doing all the prep work to put the thing
out. And the deadlines are flying past and people are texting you like, where's the album? And so I kind of just had this thought of like, you know, almost like putting up little affirmations on post-its around your house. Like, I'm just going to call the album Good Job. And then whenever I look at it or I think about it, it'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good job.
S.E. Ward just put out an album that's literally just called Sorry It Took So Long.
I love that.
Like, just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. I think people are going down that road. So tell us, like, radio is not a visual medium, but the album cover is really striking.
Yeah. So my friend Brian Crabtree designed that. He's an artist that I've been friends with since about 2009. We were part of an art collective together in Durham for several years, and he's a really, really talented visual artist and musician. And I've always kind of in the back of my mind been like, oh, I really want to get Brian to do some cover art.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was wrapping things up with this project and kind of figuring out, you know, what's it going to look like and what tracks are going to be on it and what's the whole vibe, I was like, I think Brian would do something really cool for this. And so we actually started out looking at a lot of just kind of little squiggly illustrations he'd done in his sketchbook.
Mm.
And I put out three of these, three singles with B-sides over the course of the year that used kind of the same like visual vocabulary that he'd created. And then for the album cover itself, we were kind of like, well, we've done sort of these different color schemes, you know, like one of them is kind of like a teal and red, and one of them is sort of green and yellow. And, you know, kind of continuing that idea, I was like, for the final album cover, I just want every color imaginable, just kind of like all mashed in together there, which I feel like kind of captures the energy of the record somewhat. Like, I wanted it to be really colorful and like simple, but in a really like maybe chaotic and overwhelming way.
Yeah.
And so we went through probably like 40 different versions of that where we'd just be texting back and forth and he'd send me something and I'd be like, move the pink thing one layer back. And he was gracious enough to bear with me through all of my indecisiveness about that. But yeah, I'm really, really happy with how it came out. And yeah, I think his website is BC Crabtree Art, or you can Google him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, really definitely awesome worth checking guy. Out. Also, move the pink thing back is not indecisive. That is a decision. That was decisive right
well,
there.
Well, then the next day I'd say, you know, okay, bring the pink thing back in. Again.
Yeah. Was it, I want to say it was James Joyce who has this story about writing a novel where a friend of his came over to his house and said, how's it going today? And he was like, oh man, it's amazing. I sat there for 6 hours staring at a sentence and I took a comma out. And the friend comes over the next day and says, how's it going? And James Joyce says, great, I put the comma back in.
Yeah, that's the process, basically.
That's exactly what the process is, yeah. Speaking with Patrick Phelps McEwen, Tree City is the project. TreeCity.com is the website. Tree with three E's. Whence comes the extra E? What's that story?
Believe it or not, that was a very misguided attempt to be easier to find, because there are actually Tree City is I think it's a Arbor Day Foundation program.
Yeah.
And so a lot of other people, it turns out, had the idea to call their project Tree City or Tree City something.
Right.
And so in about 2011, I want to say, I decided to get really serious about my music, by which I mean starting a Twitter account.
Of course.
And, and, you know, all the other things, Facebook. I think I took a while to get on Instagram. But it was just one of those things, you know, like throwing some numbers at the end of your name.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I'm going to spell it with three E's because I don't think anyone else is doing that. And it's true. No one else was doing that. I think I also probably miss a lot of emails because of that.
Maybe.
And yeah, you know, just making things a little bit more difficult for everyone.
You got to reach out to like Tree City at whatever with two E's and be like, hey, it's me. Any messages?
Right. Well, yeah. I've been trying to get the just at Tree City with three E's Twitter account for years.
Uh-huh.
Some guy sitting on it hasn't tweeted since 2010. If that website blows up before I get at Tree City, I'm going to have some words for Mr. Musk.
The worst would be if you got it and then the next day it all falls apart.
That's probably
apart.
What's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, now
right.
That you've spoken it into existence.
So why Tree City in the first place? Like, what was the origin of that?
So I started that project, or at least that name, when I graduated from college and moved back here. I'd been making music while I was at school, both solo and with friends, under a variety of names, and none of them just really felt particularly sticky to me. And there's, you know, in the middle of downtown Durham, like the CCB Plaza, there's a bunch of flagpoles, and it's like the United States flag, North Carolina flag, Durham
right.
flag, and then this Tree City USA flag. And I was just driving by one day, and
oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, that
works.
Could be it.
I like it. Tree City is the project. Good Job is the title of the album. It's out now. It's fantastic. Check it out. TreeCity.com, the website with three E's. Let's hear another song. This one's one of the collaborations, right?
Yeah, so this one, me and my friend Chris and my friend Jeremy, who are both, you know, North Carolina natives that have made their way to L.A., I went out and visited L.A. last summer, and we booked some studio time and just brought a bunch of synthesizers and messed around for a couple of hours. Started a few ideas, actually, and this was the one that really stuck with me the most. So, you know, I continued working on it, and the version that's on the record is very, very different from what we put together in the studio that night. But I really like how it came together. I think it's like a little bit more like understated and darker than some of the other songs on the album, which I like.
Yeah. This is Tree City with Your Face off the new album Good Job on 97.9 The Hill. Thank you.
That's Your Face off the new album, Good Job. Tree City is the artist here in the studio this hour. We'll have more from him and one more song when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97 on the Hill. 6:45, your time. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this hour by Patrick Phelps McEwen, who is Tree City. The new album is Good Job, debut full-length album out now. TreeCity.com is the website. That's Tree with three E's. Some upcoming shows that we'll talk about as well next month. Again, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a lot of fun. So what or who inspires you to make music? You mentioned Parliament Funkadelic already.
Oh, yeah. Wow, it's a very long list. honestly, I would say my biggest inspiration is just the people around me that are, you know, also making music and throwing parties in Durham. I feel like we're really blessed to have a lot of really talented people.
Yeah.
And in not a huge amount of space. I'm part of a crew that throws a bi-weekly open decks event at the Pinhook called Blends with Friends, and those have grown to be some of my closest friends and inspirations and influences. I mean, just going out, seeing what other artists are doing, seeing what other promoters are doing, different people's visions. I mean, as far as like actual artists, I feel like I could name like 50 people, but big ones for this album. What was I listening to? Lately, like, I've been really into this new Carrie Chandler album.
Okay.
He's kind of an OG of house music and does, you know, this like very clean sounding, very soulful, very danceable stuff. You know, this is definitely a record that's inspired by like the club and dance parties and trying to get people moving, like that experience as a DJ. So just, you know, the people at shows are a huge influence because it's kind of an opportunity for me to step outside of my own head and see what actually works on a dance floor and what makes people want to move. And sometimes I'll have ideas that I think, oh, this is like the best thing ever. And then I play it and everyone just kind of stands there and looks at me and you're like, all right, back to the drawing board. We now know for next time.
What are you doing?
Yeah. But also, you know, all of the artists that I collaborated with on this album. So Play, Funkleberry, Foot Rocket, Chris Martz, like these are all good friends of mine who I've been working with for years. And in many cases, like this is kind of the first time that we've actually had a record together come out. So that was really cool. And I think, you know, working with other people, specifically those other people on those tracks, really kind of influenced the direction of the album. Because as I was finishing the collaborations, I would sort of get ideas for the other tracks. And kind of near the end of the process, it was almost like they were talking to each other a little bit. Like if I didn't know how one track was going to resolve, I'd listen to a different one and it would be like, oh, okay, this kind of makes sense plot-wise.
Nice. So you mentioned shows. What you got coming up?
So I'm playing a couple times before the end of the year that I'm really excited about. There's next month on the 11th of December, I'm playing at the Bull and Bear in Raleigh for an event called Recursion that Fractal Mind throws. And that's kind of like a drum and bass themed event, which is really exciting for me because that's sort of the first electronic music that I got into back in high school was like classic UK drum and bass and jungle. And I don't typically get to play a lot of it because it's very fast and intense. And depending on the event and the dance floor, it might not be the vibe that people are going for. But I'm really excited for that one. That's actually a free show, too.
Awesome.
So if you're in Raleigh, please make it out. And then the 18th, I'm playing at The Fruit, United House Productions, which is another promoter in the area. They're doing a benefit show for Habitat for Humanity.
Nice.
And I'm playing, and a bunch of other really awesome local artists are playing. That's in Durham,
yep.
Right. And then New Year's Eve, I'm playing at the Pinhook with, again, a really star-studded lineup of local people. And the theme of that party is really fun. It's kind of like a high energy, high BPM, global dance music, like
awesome.
Kind of the concept that Femi, who's organizing it, had was that, you know, everyone just sweating, like, you know, start to end of the night, just intensity on 100.
Love it.
And that's a really fun concept. So I'm looking forward to that. That's New Year's Eve at the Pinhook.
It's like
in Durham.
Good cathartic way to end the year, right?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I think everyone's got some stuff to shake off.
And then what is coming up for you next year? Do you know yet?
Kind of trying to figure that out currently. I think I might be playing in Wilmington.
Nice.
In January, which is fun. I haven't made it out there in probably 5 years or more. And then, you know, continuing the events that I've been a part of this year. So, as I mentioned, I do a bi-weekly open decks, you know, come play some records, bring a USB, practice on CDJs kind of thing. That's every first and third Wednesday at the Pinhook. Except we actually bumped the date up, so the next one is actually the 30th, which is next Wednesday. And then myself and my friend Adam, who's part of a dance collective called The Floor, we've been collaborating on a monthly event at The Fruit. That's called Below Decks, and that is next Thursday, so the day after the Pinhook. And that one's really fun. You know, it's a very dark, foggy basement kind of vibe. And so we're hoping to bring that back for 2023 as well. And then I've got a couple things that I can't quite announce yet, but hoping to start a few more events around Durham next year. And who knows, maybe I'll tour. That's always in the back of my mind. Maybe I'll tour.
Again, treecity.com is the website, tree with three E's, treecity.com. Go there and find out more. The album's called Good Job. You can get information about it on the website. It's streaming everywhere. Show's coming up next month at the Bull and Bear, the Fruit, the Pinhook. All that information's on the website as well. Let's go back to the album and hear one more song. What are we going to wrap up with?
So this one is arguably my favorite thing that I've ever produced.
Nice.
It's called Every Day. This song actually directly led to the album title. I was sending ideas back and forth with my friend Marley Carroll, who's a really talented artist out of Asheville, who actually just put out a really good EP. And yeah, he had helped me with some arrangement stuff and some mixing stuff on a different track. And then I was finishing up Every Day and sent it to him right around the time when I was really trying to come up with a good album title. And he wrote me back and he sent me a voice note where he kind of went through the song and presented his ideas and like things he thought I could do. And then at the end, he said, "Yeah, man, good job." And that was the confirmation from the universe. And so I wrote him back and I was like, "You're going to be on the record now."
Nice.
By the way, I'm sampling that. So
my second album is going to be called Yeah Man. We're just taking the whole sentence and just like cutting it in half.
You joke, but I'm honestly, given just how great of a running joke Good Job has
been, why not? Yeah.
I think the second album is going to be called Thank You, because that has a lot of comedic potential as well.
Yeah. Love it. Again, this is Tree City off the album Good Job, Every Day on 97.9 The Hill.
We'll be right back.
The album is Good Job. That song was Every Day. The artist is Tree City, treecity.com, the website, tree with three E's. Go there and find out more. Patrick, thank you so much for being with us. That was fantastic.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is a blast.